This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Interior Alaska has been enjoying a warm and dry fall, conspicuously absent of any snow. How unusual is this situation, Rick?
At Fairbanks, we have more than 115 years of climate observations, and this year, the first autumn snow is guaranteed to be in the top five latest. But when we look at the full record of the date when the first snowflakes are observed, there is no long-term trend. Actually, similar to what we see with the overall total snow across the whole seasons, over the last 5 or 6 years, Fairbanks, for instance, has seen very low October snowfall, but we're making up for that difference later in the season. So basically, the season of significant snow accumulation is pushing later into the autumn. October used to be almost the snowiest month of the entire season, and currently November is the snowiest month on average in interior Alaska.
I think I know the answer to this, but what causes later low elevation snow in the fall?
Likely to be driven in part by things like overall climate warming, in particular warmer ocean temperatures during October, especially the first 3 weeks of the month. Average temperatures are not very far below freezing. Even a small degree of warming is enough to push the predominant form of precipitation into the rain category.
Gives us a little more time to prepare for the snow. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.